This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk about including a new classified study that found COVID could be a lab leak, that it's really plausible. How about that? We'll go deeper. Remember, it's interesting because if you go back to the end of May a year ago, the Trump administration declared a potential COVID-19 lab leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology that it was, in fact, plausible. Now there's more investigating, more conversation about that. It's kind of the I told you so moment for the former president. A majority of the 4.4 million ransom payment that went to the hackers in Russia was recovered. So that's a very big deal when the government is saying that Jennifer Granholm, who's in the position of looking at cybersecurity, who said over the weekend you should not give in to these ransomware terrorists. And then the announcement comes that a chunk of that money was actually recovered. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us on this show. If it's your first time, well, welcome. And if you're a regular, you know how we roll here. Coming up this hour, we're going to hit the mailbag. Lots of this and that and sort of odds and ends. I mean, they're practically the same thing, right? But not, because you went in lots of different directions, and I thought I would cherry pick some of the great emails that I got throughout the weekend and into the beginning of the week. Also, we have a mic drop moment and a conversation with an attorney, Morgan Stewart, coming up next, who was representing water polo players who got $14 million in a huge abuse case. And if you haven't heard the story, I know I talked about it on the air. We'll go deeper into to that. But that is a very, 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 very big deal. But first, let's talk about ransomware and the fact that the feds dealt a huge hammer to this criminal hacking group that forced the shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline. Remember, there was the run on gas, 1,200 stations plus were running out, and it really had many commuters over a barrel right when we're recovering. Well, they got back a lot of that money in cryptocurrency ransom that was shelled out to restore the energy system. So the Justice Department was pretty happy, I think, to announce that. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco was the one who grabbed the mic. She said the FBI was able to turn the tables on the dark side. That's the name of the group in Russia. And at the briefing they had, they said they traced the payment to, this is how they got it, to a virtual currency wallet. Then they seized $2.3 million in cryptocurrency. You know, I always wonder about those virtual wallets, and they had a way to do it. So it's unlikely, of course, the hackers would face charges in the U.S., but they did at least deprive them of some of the dough that they were seeking. And this action comes just as the president is preparing for his first meeting with Russia President Vladimir Putin, where cybersecurity and Russia's cyber aggression is supposed to be a major subject of discussion between the two of them. By the way, it's not the first time the FBI has made a recovery, but it comes as cyber warfare has really, really escalated. A lot of us on the airways are comparing this a little bit to 9/11 in, of course, a much different way. I was in New York when 9/11 happened, and to me, it's very tough to compare anything to what I saw, what happened, and what that city was like, and what the rest of the country was like. This is a different kind of warfare, but it is equally ugly in a different way. the fact that the investigators were able to track multiple transfers of Bitcoin by reviewing a public ledger. Wow. The transfers represented the payments made by Colonial that had been transferred to that address, to that wallet, whose password or private key was known to the FBI. Then they were able to recover the money. So this is thumbs up, FBI. You got to hold cyber criminals accountable. You have to disrupt this flow, pardon the pun, that continues to happen. And holding so many companies and so many individuals over a barrel. Cyber threats are to me, in the top five. Maybe the top, really, two. I think that we should be all concerned about whether or not the grid, the energy grid, could get shut down. Can you imagine what that would be like in this country? So, bravo, good news, and there has to be more of this happening. We have to mobilize, and the private sector has to do it, and the government, for whatever they can do, they have to do whatever they can to guard against this onslaught of ransomware cases. You know, that old saying about follow the money. Follow the money and get to the dark side, and the rest of these hackers who seem to nest in Europe, parts of Europe and Russia, and are very, very tough to bring to light. But at least if you can cut out the money that they get and the damage that they cause, because that's the other part of it, what do you do when you're really held over that barrel? So they're going to be holding a ransomware and digital extortion task force now is going to be so key. It's going to be run out of what they call Maine Justice, which is the department's headquarters in Washington. And they say looking at a new policy and the task force are part of this urgent push, this effort to improve coordination of the federal ransomware investigations and prosecutions by using some of the protocols that were put into place for terrorism cases during 9/11. That part I can see. That part computes for me, where you can call that what happened, you can push that over to cybersecurity and try to really ramp that up and make that work, where there's a lot of cooperation between the different departments of the government and then even the private sector, anything to stop what could be just absolutely just disastrous. Speaking of disastrous, certainly COVID-19, the pandemic world we all never really dreamt that we'd be thrown into. We only saw it in the movies, right? Not necessarily expecting it to happen, but a top secret report from a respected national laboratory dated May of last year during the Trump administration declared that potential lab leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, that it was definitely really plausible. Now, the contents of that document that were prepared by Lawrence Livermore National Labs in California were the basis for the State Department investigation that had started under former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. It's a big, big blowout about this in the Wall Street Journal. President Biden ended the investigation and called on U.S. intelligence agencies to deliver a report in 90 days on the origins of the global coronavirus pandemic. What'd they come up with? Wait and see. We'll talk about it a little bit later in the show. Next, water polo players and the award they got. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Hey, everybody, get up for the water polo games. Here we go.
Water polo, baby, that will make me crazy. We make Shoo-be-doo. When we hit the goal, let's sing it, Shoo-be-day-o. I want to play with you.
Hey, fish, splash, now get wet. Gonna blow the fun is what we're gonna get. So come and visit our competition.
You know, this is a clever song. Because when I think of water polo, I think of incredible athletes. In my life, when I lived in California, I had a chance to go to some really amazing water polo matches, and I had a lot of respect for the players and for what I saw them and what I saw that they were able to do that I certainly could not do. So imagine you are a female water polo player, and you've got a coach who is sexually abusing you. A dozen female water polo players accuse their coach of sexual abuse, and finally they get their day in court. They're going to split nearly $14 million after settling a lawsuit against USA Water Polo and a California club. The athletes allege that the International Water Polo Club and the National Governing Organization for the sport failed to protect them from abuse by their coach from 2012 to 2017. We're fortunate to have the attorney for 11 of those victims with us. Attorney Morgan Stewart joins us from California. Hey, Morgan, how are you?
Good evening, Kate. I'm doing well.
So tell me about this case and what it was like when you got the case and you were preparing for this and what you heard from these women.
You know, what I heard from the women was bravery. Bravery in coming forward and... You can picture these dozen girls starting to compare information in late 2017 and figuring out that they were being sexually assaulted. And their concern at that time, and they've all testified to this, wasn't, that it had happened to them, but that it was going to happen to another generation of females after them. And that's really the information and story I was told by each one of these girls was, it happened to us, it was horrible, but we're worried about our younger sisters and we're worried about other females that are going to come along and he's going to do this too. And that's the really exemplifies these 12 women, and the power that I believe they have.
Yeah. Were they happy with the outcome? I would imagine they would be, because more than even the money, it's that what you said, we want to lay the path for the people behind us. And if the money stings and it's going to be split, the settlement has to be covered by, as I understand, USA Water Polo and International Water Polo Club, right? Is they have to pay, they've got to pay this, the settlement, right?
It comes out of the insurance, but what it does is it drives, hopefully, a change in policy, because it inversely affects both these clubs and these and USA Water Polo in the form of insurance premiums and insurance coverage. And really, they had two goals. One of those goals remains unfulfilled. They want this perpetrator in prison for the rest of his life. And they're waiting on the criminal case. But the second goal was to protect athletes that come after them. And they feel like they're 50% there, honestly. The fact is the organization that is USA Water Polo needs an overhaul. And they're not there yet. The board members and the CEO and the people that allowed this to happen are still in place. And while they're trying to change some policies, until those things get changed, that's one of the reasons why we're calling for an independent investigation of USA Water Polo, we're going to see more cases coming out of this organization and other similarly situated organizations that don't take these claims seriously.
Yeah, and the coach has pleaded not guilty, right, to 34 counts of sexual abuse involving 10 of the victims, 9 of whom were kids, so sad at the time of the acts. And the crimes apparently happened during one-on-one coaching sessions. And, boy, just these gifted, talented athletes and what they were trying to do and where they were trying to head with their talents, he got them young. So as you listen to them, and now you know moving forward, the criminal case, this is just part of it, but how do you feel about that, knowing what you know from your part of this and what the award was?
I'm fairly confident that Bahram Hoosier is going to spend the rest of his life in prison, whether at the hands of a jury of his peers, and the testimony coming from these girls, it is amongst the most damning testimony that you will ever hear levied against a individual who traded on. Really, what you would, if you're a little kid thinking about the Olympics and thinking about, your dreams, he traded on those dreams, and he deserves the utmost punishment. His insidious nature of the way he abused these girls was to basically tell them he could get them to the Olympics, but they had to do everything he told them to. And if you're a 13, 14, 15-year-old girl being told, my coach thinks I can make it to the Olympics, but I have to let him do these things, that's the kind of person he is.
Yeah.
It's horrific to even say, and I think a jury will look at that, and it will resonate, and he will spend the rest of his life in prison, which is where he belongs.
Yeah, and this is a guy who coached for, what, a quarter century and was responsible for multiple Olympians. So, of course, the young girls would look up to those Olympians, and they know the path that they took. And he's been banned, am I right? He's been banned from USA Water Polo since, what, 2018. So at least that's happening, and that's because of the criminal side of this. But still, that hasn't happened yet, so while he's denying it, they just have to kind of wait for their day in court, so to speak.
Yeah. And this settlement helps put some closure there. It helps to get put in place some therapy and gets them part of their way to their goal. But there's a lot of work to be left to be done. And we've called on Congress to look at this because we don't believe USA Water Polo is going to police themselves. They haven't shown a desire. Their press release today takes no accountability, no responsibility for their failures that occurred throughout in the supervision of him, the training of the club members and the training of the club, of the fact that they got reports that he was training girls to sexually assault one another in 2017. They don't take a single bit of responsibility, which shows to me that they're not going to take any responsibility and that they need to be looked at from a congressional standpoint. And frankly, they need to be decertified and the opportunity to provide the programs to these young girls needs to be taken away from them.
Yeah, and we saw this before with what happened and how long it took when you look at USA Gymnastics, and it reminds me of that there was this wall of, you know, oh, this is horrible, et cetera, but not really taking accountability.
No. And the problem is an inherent problem in and of itself. These organizations, USA Water Polo, USA Gymnastics, they are essentially money-making operations. They're nonprofits. They're designed to make money, and they make it on the backs of these little girls and little boys who have dreams of being Olympians. And along the way, they ignore all safety measures. They ignore the opportunity to supervise, and they collect money. And they collect that money to put athletes through the Olympics, but they do it on the backs and dreams of all these little kids who they just turn loose to whoever, you know, might come along. Nasser, Hojre, we can add up the number of perpetrators in various organizations that just don't police.
Yeah. Yeah, huge problem, and it's great that you are part of the solution. It's got to feel good for you. Congratulations on that win. Morgan Stewart, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, Kate. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Morgan Stewart representing 11 of those victims. Wow, excellent. They split $14 million after settling that lawsuit against USA Water Polo and the California Club. To be continued.
I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An official with the World Health Organization says that the agency doesn't have the power to force China to be more transparent about the origins of COVID-19. Mike Ryan, head of the organization's emergencies program, told reporters on Monday that they cannot compel any member to cooperate with an investigation, but that they expect their members to contribute. His statement coming as there have been more calls for a full investigation into the theory that the coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, something that the Chinese government denies and has also refused to divulge more data for an investigation. And a pair of wildfires in eastern Arizona have burned more than 100,000 acres as firefighters struggle to contain the blazes. The Telegraph fire has burnt over 56,000 acres to the south of the Tonto National Forest and is 0% contained. The Mezcal fire is about 8% contained and has burned over 52,000 acres of mountainous terrain. Fire officials say that the cause of the Telegraph fire was human, but is still under investigation. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris announced several steps that the federal government would be taking to try to deal with the crisis at the southern border. Speaking after a meeting with Guatemala's president, Harris said new task forces would be created to fight human trafficking and corruption. She also told people not to come to the U.S.'s southern border.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
About the mail. Let me talk about the mail, please, Mac. I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag.
Let's get in the mail bag.
What?
Get in the mail.
Yeah, we're in the mail bag. Oh, it is deep in here, that's for sure. Let's go to the first thing that seemed to be on a couple of your minds. Alex, Joe, and Mary all had similar thoughts on what's going on with Kamala Harris and her trip that you mentioned to Latin America. Are they going to get tough and say, do not come over here? For goodness sake, every person you have on, and every time we talk about ICE and immigration, it's an overflow and sick, sad situation. I cannot imagine that you could possibly say we are here with open arms, but I worry sometimes, and this one is the one from Joe, I worry sometimes, Kate, about my Democratic friends. I'm not a basher. I'm a longtime Republican, and I believe that we have let everything run amok at the border without question. It is sad. There are innocent people that are just trying to escape horrible things, but we don't have any room, or the right kind of room anyway. Well, Harris did say no. She said, I believe if you come to our border, you're going to be turned back. She did a joint news conference, and she said, so let's discourage our friends or neighbors or family members from embarking on what is otherwise an extremely dangerous journey. I don't think that that was the message that many wanted to hear, but it was. She pretty much pounced on it, that you will be turned back. That's exactly what she said. Hashtag, you will be turned back if you try to cross the U.S. border illegally. That's what she said. And discourage, you heard me, discourage anyone around you from taking that journey, because those journeys are long. And then they get there and they're going to turn around, and then they're lucky if they make it. They don't die, that something else doesn't happen to them. And this is a different era, and this relationship might be an important relationship, but there's just no way we can allow that to happen. I mean, we may be the country of the home of the free, the land of the brave, and the land of opportunity, but when you have kids that are dying on these roads to get there, then they become victims of human trafficking, and the security, of course, is not good, because what kind of security are you going to have? You're not going to have great conditions. You're not. And so Democrat or Republican, I think everybody gets that now at this point, that this has to be a very candid conversation. I mean, leaving nothing behind to say, you want to work with this? Okay. But here's the problem. You have a lot of that aid money that is dumped into some of these Central American countries that goes into the pockets of corrupt politicians. I mean, let's call it what it is. That's what it is. Good to do the meeting. Good to be tough in front of the microphones. Spread the word. But maybe some of the flow stops a little bit. But I still have a feeling that you're going to continue to see that migration. I do. I really think we're going to still see that. Whether it ebbs and flows and somehow gets cut off, maybe occasionally, I think it starts back up again. And especially unaccompanied children to the U.S. border. And that is a humanitarian problem, period. I mean, it is. It's out of control. Same thing with Mexico. And that was the second part of the stop. So, I mean, there you go. That's pretty much what happened on her trip. The main thing I believe was, okay, boom, shake some hands, establish the relationship, but say, okay, forget about this. Whatever you heard, whatever you're thinking, whatever you thought you heard, because it's a new administration, well, yeah, we can't do it. So it's not happening. We move on to this one. This one is from Jean, who's listening to us in Washington. And Jean says, hi, Kate. I've been listening to your show. I've been a fan now for a couple of years. I've heard you in a couple of different spaces. And I was wondering, I was watching Fox today, and I was looking at what was, I guess, the biggest stories that are being talked about, and it's one that you've been talking about. You've had a couple of guys on to talk about cybersecurity, which I liked both of them. And now this cryptocurrency ransom payment stuff has got to stop, but now you see that at least some of that was recovered. So I think this is a good thing, because if the people that are the hackers think every single time they can go down their list of people who will pay or people who have big insurance to cover it, then they're just going to keep dipping and dipping and doing everything that they can. To me, this is the number one thing we have to guard against, because if you let your guard down in any way, it could be worse than we can't get gas. Everything could be shut down if you look at the grid. Ding, ding, ding. I agree with that. To me, that's always been the case, is worry about the grid, worry about the grid, worry about the grid. And this was a great start, at least, to recover some of that money, because tracing it, getting it out of that virtual currency wallet, being able to trace that payment to it, having that key, and getting $2.3 million in cryptocurrency. So not the whole thing, but at least a chunk of it. And if you can deprive them of the benefits they're getting, do they get dissuaded? I mean, there's always going to be another one that pops up, another group of people, a lone wolf, whoever, somebody that knows how to crack the codes and gets in. I mean, that's the idea. That's the word hacker, right? But this is a serious, serious threat to healthcare, to schools, to businesses, to anything that you can imagine where they could hold you over a barrel. And the more that can happen, the more the decisions have to be made about paying or not paying, and best to not pay. Because the more that happens, the more the criminals are going to try to perpetrate the hacks. And if they don't have significant consequences, then how do you stop the future attacks? Because that's the other part of this. So I say thumbs up to the FBI, at least on this one, for sure. All right, let's move on to this from Vince. Hi, Kate. First time I've emailed you. I was listening to your Man Cave segment, and I heard your segment about John Ram and the fact that he probably would have won $1.6 million. I agree with you. He is running away with that tournament, that PGA stop in Ohio. And apparently he, because there's been so much conversation about, did he get vaccinated? Was he not vaccinated? That whole kind of thing. And I'm wondering if you know anything more about that, because he lives in Arizona. I guess what happened was, because you know, they were getting hammered with those questions, and he apparently, well, he tested positive. If you don't know the story, he was playing at this tournament in Ohio, a big one, Nearfield Village Golf Club, which is Jack Nicklaus's tournament, and of course the Golden Bear is like a Greek god in terms of larger than life when it comes to golfers and iconic and all that kind of stuff. So they always have a great field. So here he was really running away with it. He had a great chance to capture it and capture that check and just, you know, another big PGA win, that whole thing, and then he tested positive. And Jack Nicklaus was asked a lot about this afterwards, and he said getting vaccinated is a business decision in many ways. Because he said there's no hassle to it after you get it. And so here's the thing. We don't know if he wanted it or if he had received the vaccine but had not yet reached the two-week all-clear period that it takes. But he was not fully, what is definite, he was not fully vaccinated. Or the tour wouldn't have tested him all week after learning on Monday that he had recently come into close contact with someone who was COVID-19 positive. So, this was a loss all the way around. It just illustrates that actions have consequences. This is what the Golden Bear is saying, right? He's saying he's a lifelong Republican. And he's saying, listen, this shouldn't be political. And this is it. You make the decision, you make the decision. And that's it. So it does remind us that this whole culture that we have going on of you and me, us and them, and people turning on family members, and oh, the ugly civil war of COVID-19, which is so shocking to me. Not shocking because I'm ignorant, shocking because I don't get it. But I don't get it. I don't get why people can't have the conversation. And that's exactly what Jack is insinuating. So John Ram, who I've interviewed, who's incredibly talented, who was just crushing it, then gets crushed. You know, he couldn't play the final round. And then there were questions about why couldn't he play the final round himself, and they say, look, making an exception for him would be unfair to the other tour players who were forced to withdraw after testing positive during an event since the tour returned to competition a year ago. Oh, boy. We are not through this yet. 24/7, you can shoot me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We go to great lengths to prove our points. Now, there was a mother, a 30-year-old mother, who was arrested. Why? Because she posed as her daughter at a Texas middle school in El Paso. And she said she did it for a reason. She wanted to see if she could get away with it and to prove that nobody's really safe. These kids aren't safe. She's small. She's 4 feet, 11 inches tall, and she's slender, you know, weighs 100 pounds or so. Casey Garcia is her name. And she, what she did was, and she put out a YouTube video called Why I Posed as My 13-Year-Old Daughter. She dyed her hair. She used skin tanner to pose as the girl. She was asked, well, she went to school. She was asked for her ID number at the school and whether she had signed in. She was allowed inside. Easy. The school staff was more concerned that she had her phone out than who was she. She said there was only one student in one of the classes that was asking her questions like, hey, you look older, or something like that. But nobody was paying attention. And she said she went through the lunchroom. She didn't wear a mask, and she wasn't as concerned about the mask thing, but that she just, you know, ate lunch and just kind of melded in with everybody else and went through an entire day at the school and all the way through the 7 periods in the public school system, and nobody thought that she shouldn't be there. Nobody thought, oh, you know, who is this nutball? No, you're not a kid. You know, and granted, she made herself really look like that, but she did it. She went all the way through. There was no... Exactly. It's a shocker. It is a mic dropper. She had no metal detectors. She said there was no metal detectors. She had a backpack on, and she's saying, think of the mass shootings, think of all that kind of stuff. And she said during her day at school, she was nervous. She had trouble breathing. She wanted to throw up after every class because she was testing it. She was testing the system, and she was a fraud because she wasn't a kid. And you know, there she is, a parent, too, sitting next to children. And she said, when people freaked out about this, because then, of course, she gets arrested, the whole thing happens, people were on Twitter and other forms of social media saying, you know, you're a parent, and how could you do that, and that kind of thing. And she said, are you more concerned about that, or do we want to wait for the next extreme person who does something exactly like what I did? And, you know, she said, I'm sorry it had to be that specific school district. I'm very sorry. They're wonderful people. The principal is nice. I've met them before. I'm sorry it had to be you. But that was where her daughter went to school. She said she wanted to expose the dangers of school. And she was trying to protect her children. And she said, and yours. And if you want to come after me for that, there's really nothing else I can say. She apologized to the school and said the people there were nice to her and her daughter, so she feels badly about that. But, hey, she was booked Friday into the El Paso County Jail on bonds totaling $7,908. And a jail log shows that she was released later that day. But, boy, that is scary to think about that. And I think her point is definitely proved by what she did. I was thinking to myself, I can't imagine my mother, I'm thinking myself in school and her daughter's age at middle school, and my mother posing as me and getting into the school and showing my ID and whatever. It seemed to me, though, you probably, if you did it correctly, you probably could have done it back then. Oh, I guarantee you could have done it back then. There's no metal detectors. Are you kidding? There's none of that. I think half the time, who knows who picked up who from school? Every once in a while, we get a lecture about stranger danger, but there was doors that were wide open. There wasn't any of that. And the world is a different place, you could say, from when I was at school. But there were things that happened. We would hear about them, you know, maybe not in our district, but someplace else, unwarranted things and people that had access. So even then, and good for her. I think good for her, for Casey Garcia, for doing that. She was concerned. She wanted to illustrate the point. And I don't know, maybe something comes of it and they add better security system to that particular school and other schools in El Paso. There's a story that has circulated about the former president, and there's pictures that are out there claiming that Donald Trump was wearing pants backwards during his speech. He was in North Carolina. So he made his first public speech in 3 months. He talked about the 2020 election, COVID-19, and, of course, the current administration. But everybody seemed to be mesmerized by his pants, by what he was wearing. And one of the tweets that just seemed like the tweet heard around the world said, you know, Donald Trump gave a speech today with his pants on backwards. And there was text and an image of the front of Trump's pants. And the image was like 75,000 times since it was posted on Instagram. And where he was speaking was at a North Carolina Republican convention on the 5th, and he did a 90-minute speech, and it was really more, not so much about him running in 2024 and really making it official, of course, none of that, but hinting, but it was for the U.S. Senate because of the midterm elections in 2022. So if you check it and you look at the pants, it doesn't show Trump wearing his pants backwards. The claim originated after a close-up of the video. The front of his pants doesn't clearly show a zipper. He stood behind the podium for the majority of his speech. Briefly, he was captured standing to the side for a tiny, short period. But the footage of the pants doesn't indicate that they were backwards. And then you get a clearer video once this all gets out there from a Fox affiliate in Carolina that shows a zipper indicating, yes, the pants are on correctly. That's fact, by the way. So that's not fiction. And it did, it was an odd picture, but it was a picture that, you know, was shared everywhere. So then the question became, and I thought, you know what, have you ever put anything on backwards? I've had two different color socks on. I had two different, I had two identical silhouettes. And I, which is crazy. I mean, had, it was like dark black and dark blue, almost the same color. And I had them, I was giving a speech, and I had them on. I didn't realize, I looked down, whoa. I just whipped it into the speech. Can anyone tell me what's wrong with my appearance? That could be a loaded question, though. So luckily it turned out okay. Yes. So I was wondering when that image cropped up, I kept thinking, that can't be. I don't know how any man could put on pants with a zipper. Lots of things can happen, inside out shirts, all that kind of stuff. But with the zipper in the back, that'd be really, really tough, I would think. So mystery solved. I know you were dying to find out about that. I know it. And here's a quick follow-up, because I talked about this. The FDA approved this new Alzheimer's drug, Adalim. It's the first in two decades. A lot of people are suffering from even early Alzheimer's. So the FDA gave the high five on Monday to a, and it was a controversial decision to green light this first new drug to slow a mind-robbing disease that none of us want and none of us want to deal with. And this is in two decades. You know, we've had people, a couple of different authors have written really tear-jerking memoirs about people that they care for that had Alzheimer's that we've talked to on the show. And what does this do? How effective is it? We'll see. But I think a lot of people are going to snap it up and try it. And there's been a big push for this to happen. And the Alzheimer's Association president and chief executive officer and his organization are focusing on ensuring eligible patients have access to the drug, and Medicare and private insurers cover testing and treatment. So fingers crossed. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. A big shout out to Nathan Reeder for his amazing work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.